Romans chapter 3. What then is the advantage of the Jew? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way. First, that they were entrusted with the oracles of God. For what if some disbelieved? Shall their unbelief annul the faithfulness of God? Absolutely not. But let God be true, and every man a liar, as it is written, that you may be declared righteous in your words, and may overcome when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness commends the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is the God who inflicts wrath unrighteous? I speak according to man. Absolutely not. Otherwise, how shall God judge the world? But if the truthfulness of God has abounded in my lie unto his glory, why still am I also being judged as a sinner? And why not say, as we are slanderously charged, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose judgment is just? What then? Are we better? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin, even as it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks out God. All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not so much as one. Their throat is an opened grave. With their tongues they practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Swift are their feet to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. In the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever things the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may fall under the judgment of God, because out of the works of the law no flesh shall be justified before him, for through the law is the clear knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, witness being borne to it by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus Christ to all those who believe, for there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation place through faith in his blood, for the demonstrating of his righteousness, in that in his forbearance God passed over the sins that had previously occurred, with a view to the demonstrating of his righteousness in the present time, so that he might be righteous and the one who justifies him who is of the faith of Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. Through what kind of law? That of works? No, but through the law of faith. For we account that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not of the Gentiles also? Yes, of the Gentiles also. If indeed God is one who will justify the circumcision out of faith and the uncircumcision through faith, do we then make the law of no effect through faith? Absolutely not. Rather, we establish the law.